Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMEN, Lillian Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Lillian Gonzalez is a 57-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2-4-22, 2-21-22, 3-4-22, and 3-29-22. Prior to the first incident, she was walking and a coworker had merchandise on an L cart, and when he went past her on the right side, the merchandise fell on her back. Period. With respect to the event of 2-21-22, she was walking back into the store on her 15-minute break. Period. Her left knee gave out on her, and she tripped on the curb and broke her left foot. With respect to the event of 3-4-22, she described she was at Bridgeton Rehab when they gave her a used wheelchair. When I went to use the bathroom and I put the brake on and went to the toilet, the wheelchair broke and was not working and I slipped, injuring my foot again. She also describes on 3-29-22, she went to transfer herself to her bed and slipped and fell on her left foot, hurting it again. Period. As per the records provided, she has filed various claim petitions. Period. The first pertains to the 2-4-22 event when she described boxes of merchandise fell onto the right side of her body, causing injuries to her back, comma, right leg, comma, right buttocks, comma, right arm, comma, and both knees. Period. The claim petition for 2-20-22 describes she tripped and fell, injuring her left foot. The claim petition for 3-4-22 indicates her left foot was aggravated / re-injured during authorized treatment while in a wheelchair. Period. Her fourth claim petition describes on 3-29-22 her left foot injury was aggravated / injured during authorized treatment while in a wheelchair. Again, period. In paragraph, medical records show Ms. Gonzalez was seen at Inspira on 2-9-22. She complained of pain in the right shoulder, comma, abdomen, comma, genital urinary system, comma, and right lower extremity since 2-4-22. Period. On that occasion, she was struck from behind from an associate pushing an L cart full of merchandise. Period. She caught herself and did not hit the ground. Period. She was concerned over her knees since she had a history of right total knee replacement. But knee exam was normal, and she was able to bear full weight on both feet. Period. She was diagnosed with low back pain and contusion of the right hip, for which she was placed on activity modifications. Period. Lumbar spine x-rays and right hip x-rays were also performed. Period. They did not demonstrate any fractures. Period. She followed up here at Inspira over the next few weeks, period, on 2-22-22. She had undergone an MRI. Period. She was currently splinted in the left lower extremity. Period. X-rays noted multiple fractures. Period. She was advised to follow up with podiatry or orthopedics. Period. She was taking medications including levothyroxine, comma, and enoxaparin, comma, oxycodone / acetaminophen, comma, and methadone. Period. However, as of 2/16/22, she was discharged from care at maximum medical improvement and full duty beginning 2/16/22. Period. She was seen again on 2/28/22 and then 3/1/22. Laboratory studies were done. She seems to have been admitted to the hospital from 3/28/22 through 2/28/22 through 3/2/22. Period. New paragraph on 2/9/22. X-rays of the right hip were negative. Period. X-rays of the left hip and pelvis were also negative. Period. That same day, she had X-rays of the lumbar spine compared to a study of 11/7/16, but there was no interval change, but there was marked disc space narrowing at L4-5 with mild retrolisthesis of L4. Period. There was probable hypertrophic facet joint disease in the lower spine, but visualization was degraded by positioning and body habitus. Period. There was chronic marked constipation. Period. Correlate with history of prescription and non-prescription medication ingestion and dietary habits. Period. On 2/12/22, she was seen at Concentra by Dr. Harris. Period. She states she was looking for a team lead and saw kids coming with an L cart with boxes on it. Period. When she passed them, she felt something hit her right hip and buttocks, and when she turned around, she saw boxes on the ground. Period. She did not see exactly what hit her, but reported this event. Period. She expressed she had gone to an urgent care on 2/9/22, where x-rays were given, and she was placed on restrictions. Period. This evaluation was done through telemedicine. Period. She was continued on restricted activities. Period. New paragraph. On 2/21/22, the petitioner was seen at Inspira emergency room. Status post of fall. Period. She said her left knee gave out as she was walking while at Walmart. Period. She rolled her left ankle as a result. Period. She had pain in the left medial foot with movement, weight bearing, and palpation. Period. She had not taken any medications prior to arrival at the emergency room. Period. She was examined and underwent x-rays of the left tibia and fibula, an ankle that showed no acute fractures, as per the ER physician. Period. X-rays of the left foot revealed fractures of the proximal aspect of metatarsals 1 through 4. Period. She had minimal relief in symptoms after being medicated with Tylenol and Motrin. Period. They chose to medicate her with oxycodone and discussed the case with foot and ankle surgery service. Period. They wanted her to have an MRI on an outpatient basis. Period. On another emergency room visit that captures admission from 2/28/22 through 3/2/22. Her diagnosis was ambulatory dysfunction, comma, history of opioid abuse, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, and multiple closed fractures of the metatarsal bone. Period. She indeed was hospitalized over the next few days. Period. The specialist consultation was done, and she has rendered a diagnosis of multiple closed fractures of the metatarsal bone. Period, she was placed in a splint in the left lower extremity and was advised to obtain an MRI as an outpatient. Period. The radiologist reviewed x-rays of the left ankle that were negative. Period. X-rays of the left foot revealed non-displaced fractures of the second and fourth metatarsal bases and probable chip fracture of the base of the first metatarsal. Period. She was discharged from the hospital on 3/2/22 when she was advised to ice and elevate the left lower extremity and remain strictly non-weight bearing on it. Period. Ms. Gonzalez was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernero on 3/9/22. Period. She had been employed by the insured for 6 months as an overnight stalker. Period. On 2/21/22, she was walking into the store during her break. Period. Her knee gave out and she fell. Period. This was reported and she was taken by ambulance to Violent in Spirit emergency room where she was admitted. Period. She was currently in inpatient care and was placed non-weight bearing in a splint. Period. She was using a wheelchair. Period. She complains of foot pain and swelling. Period. She did undergo the aforementioned x-rays. Period. Dr. DiVernero diagnosed left foot pain with closed non-displaced fractures of the metatarsal bones, first, second, third, and fourth on the left foot. Period. A CAM boot was applied, and he referred her for an MRI. Period. On 3/16/22, she had an MRI of the left forefoot that showed subacute multiple fractures of the midfoot and forefoot with intrinsic muscle, mild diffuse sprain and dorsal subcutaneous edema, semicolon intactalis frank, comma intermetatarsal and MTP collateral ligaments. Period. Dr. DiVernero reviewed these results with her on 3/25/22. Period. When he kept her out of work. Period. On 3/30/22, she had x-rays of the left ankle that were read as normal. Period. X-rays of the left foot on 4/1/22 showed osteopenia. Period. No distinct fractures were documented. Period. On 4/1/22, she had x-rays of the left ankle that were read as normal. Period. New paragraph. On 4/20/22, she saw Dr. DiVernero again. Period. She was residing in her home and non-weight-bearing in a CAM boot. Period. She was transferring herself into bed and slipped and put weight on her foot. Period. She did have an x-ray while in rehab. Period. She was non-weight-bearing in a CAM boot. And she is doing okay. Period. No new radiographic films were available. Period. X-rays were done showing healing and excellent alignment of her fractures. Period. There was no malalignment through the midfoot. Period. She was progressed to therapy and Dr. DiVernero followed her progress. Period. As of 8/24/22, she was full weight bearing in an ASO brace and had attended therapy. Period. She had some discomfort but was working. Period. She was 6 months out from her injury and her fractures had healed. Apparently, he deemed she had reached a treatment plateau. Apparently, she was not comfortable returning to full unrestricted duty. Apparently, therefore, he referred her for a functional capacity evaluation, after which she would return. Period. On 5/31/22, x-rays of the left foot showed healing fractures of multiple metatarsals. The fracture fragments are in good position. Period. She had repeat x-rays of the foot on 7/22/22. They showed mild deformity of the base of the second through fourth metatarsal, suggesting old healed fractures, semicolon, minimal degenerative change within the first tarsal metatarsal joint and first metatarsal phalangeal joint, semicolon, no other osseous or articular abnormalities. Paired Ms. Gonzalez did participate in a functional capacity evaluation on 9/13/22, period. She did not perform the evaluation with full effort. At a minimum, she was deemed capable of working in the medium-heavy physical demand category. She self-limited her effort, and those saved comments we have on that will be inserted here. New paragraph. It is also my understanding she presented to Inspira on 2/9/22, complaining of pain on the right side of her body, running from her shoulder down to the right leg, lower back, hip, and buttocks since 2/4/22. Period. X-rays of the right hip, pelvis, and left hip were negative. Period. X-rays of the lumbar cervical spine showed no interval change, but there was marked disc space narrowing at L4-5 with mild retrolisthesis of L4, semicolon, probable hypertrophic facet joint disease in the lower spine, comma, visualization degraded by positioning and body habitus, semicolon, chronic marked constipation. Patient was diagnosed with low back pain and contusion of the right hip and was cleared for light duty. Patient to return on 2/16/22. However, she then sought unauthorized care at Concentra on 2/12/22. Period. She said she was looking, walking and looking for a team lead and saw kids coming with an L cart with boxes on it. Period. When she passed them, she felt something hit her right hip and buttocks. Period. When she turned around, she saw boxes on the ground. Period. And underline this, I believe I've already captured this whole description. Period. She was cleared for work with restrictions. Period. She returned to Inspira on 2/16/22. As noted above, period, she was placed at maximum medical improvement with no residual disability. Period. Relative to the denied 3/4/22 claim, she saw Dr. DiVenero on 3/9/22. Period. This was when her knee reportedly gave out and she fell. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. From the outset, she offered a variety of complaints, including hot flashes. Due to menopause, period, she felt she was experiencing one of these flashes. Presently, period, she was talkative. Period, she reports when younger, she was a swimmer, comma, bodybuilder, comma, threw the shot put, comma, and was an exotic dancer. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed a healed 6-inch longitudinal scar overlying the right knee consistent with her arthroplasty. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Then normal through. There was mild, non-reproducible tenderness, palpation about the left plantar fascia, but there was none on the right. Feet and ankles normal, knees normal. And underline this, she complained she hurt her left knee when she fell, and then her left knee buckled, causing a fracture of her left foot. Bertschy complains that, quote, nobody looked at it, period, end quote. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees. Period extension, bilateral rotation of the side bend were accomplished fully without discomfort. Bertschy had tenderness, palpation about the right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Lillian Gonzalez has alleged a series of work injuries in February and March of 2022 while at the insured. Period. She relates beginning work there on 9/15/21. Period. Primarily, she claims to have injured her left foot. Period. On only one occasion were there abnormalities detected objectively. Period. This involved x-rays showing fractures of the second through fourth metatarsals. Period. These were treated conservatively, as were her other contusions and sprains. Period. Serial x-rays showed her fractures had healed. Period. Interestingly, she does have a documented history of opioid abuse for which she was taking methadone. Period. However, she did not convey that to this evaluator. Period. On certain occasions, she sought unauthorized treatment for herself. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to only be mild, non-reproducible tenderness overlying the left plantar fascia. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. She had full range of motion of the lower extremities, including the knees and ankles. Period. Provocative maneuvers there were negative. Period. She ambulated without a limp or using an assistive device. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent or partial disability referable to the right leg, comma, right buttocks, comma, right arm, comma, or either knee. Period. There is approximately 3% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot, regardless of cause. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of her metatarsal fractures that have healed with a good result. Period. End.